It's Wisconsin Today.
Have you ever found yourself looking for a restaurant in your hometown or on the road and needing a source of inspiration or a reliable recommendation?
A Wisconsin Facebook group is helping people answer those questions. Nearly 50,000 people in the Dane County area and around the state gather to hype their favorite local restaurants, give and receive recommendations for a specific food they're craving, and boost the restaurant scene.
Dan Spiffy Newman is a Wisconsin musician. He's founder and moderator of the Madison Foodie Facebook group, which welcomes people from all over the state to share their love of food. Spiffy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thank you for having me.
I want to talk a little bit about the origin story for the Madison Foodie group. And I understand, you know, as a musician, you've toured around the country a lot.
Yes, sir.
Food is an issue. And you have thoughts. You have a philosophy of, like, what to eat on the road.
Yeah, that's actually really true. And that's kind of what inspired me in the Madison Food group as well. Is I spent the first half of my adult life and even some of my childhood as a musician on tour. And it always bothered me when people would go on tour and eat the same stuff they could eat. Let's stop at McDonald's. I was in Italy for a month and there were people on our tour looking for McDonald's. And I'm like, we can get that at
home. Let's, something else there.
That was one of the things that I loved about touring besides the music was the opportunity to try new things and try new places that you wouldn't otherwise have the chance to. And especially because when you travel for leisure, a lot of times you go to, like, the touristy places. But I've always been the guy that wanted to be like, where's the hole in the wall that the locals eat? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have that opportunity on tour. And so that was always my rules. Even if I'm only going as far as Appleton, I want to eat something in Appleton that I can't get in Madison. And I would always do this on tour, especially once social media became a thing. I'd ask friends that I knew in the area, other musicians mm-hmm. I knew in the area, hey, I'm here for a day, for a week, for a month on tour. What are the places I have to try? Where are you going to go, you know, to eat while you're here this week? Because I want to try those places. And so it's kind of nice to have a centralized location on social media that you can do that.
Yeah. So this is your home base now, and you're kind of doing the same thing. Where are the cool places to eat? Where are the places I don't know about? Talk about what you were looking for starting this Madison Foodie group.
Since 2019, 1 year before the pandemic, I actually took a full-time job as music director in a church in Milwaukee. And I've been, you know, as somebody who grew up in Madison, I've been in and out of Milwaukee my whole life, but I've never been there as much as somebody who's now working there full-time. So it was really in wanting to find places in Milwaukee. And Milwaukee has a few similar groups that have some pros and cons. And I realized that there was really nothing similar in Madison. And I said, okay, well, I'll start my own. And here we are.
Now, you had this going for a while. You start a Facebook group. Who knows what's going to happen, right? Well, what happened is it boomed all of a sudden. Talk about the rise, how this grew up and blew up in some ways.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising because I've moderated forums on the internet and I've had groups on Facebook for as long as Facebook's had groups. And some of them become really successful and some of them don't. And some of them define success in different ways. But even I was a little surprised at how quickly the Madison Food Group went. And I say quickly, it's been around for years and right. It's had a few hundred, a few thousand members. And then in 2024, it went from, I think, maybe a few thousand members at the start of the year to, I think, last I checked, 48,000 members, which is a pretty...
that's big.
I will tell you that one of the surreal moments for me, I have some chronic illness that's been well documented. If you Google my name, there's some stories about mm-hmm. that come up. And so I'm at the hospital quite a bit. And I was at UW Hospital maybe a month or two ago, and I'm used to getting recognized as a musician. It ironically happens more outside of Madison because I've had more music career outside of Madison than I have here. But when I was at the hospital that day, three people recognized me, and one recognized me as a musician, and the other two recognized me from the food group.
Wow.
And I was like, well, this is definitely strange that I'm being more recognized in Madison from this food group than from my music career.
Now, talk us through the food group. What happens there? What's your philosophy of moderating it?
So, again, I kind of learned both what to do and what not to do from some other similar groups related to food, as well as some other groups. Like I said, I've been an administrator and moderator of things on the internet since the early 2000s. So it's definitely no stranger to me. But food is something that everybody's passionate about and everybody has an opinion about. And unlike some other topics, there's no requirements to be an expert about it because mm-hmm. it's really all about what you like. Everybody is going to have a strong opinion because everybody eats. And so I kind of went into it with the attitude of as little censorship as possible. And also, like I said, because I've had so much other experience with Facebook groups. I know when you've got a group that can get very contentious, there's only two really ways to approach it without it getting completely out of control. One is to have pretty seriously heavy moderation and kind of do it in the shadows. And the other way is to do it as very much a kind of a personality driven, put myself forward. Like, hey, everybody can do what they want, but you know, I'm the dad, and I'm, you know, big dad energy, as somebody said the other day about me, which is pretty accurate, I think. I do love a good dad joke. And so, again, you know, if you're a musician, just even if you're not the lead musician, just being on stage alone, you got to have a big personality or at least know how to turn one on. Mm-hmm. And so I made a deliberate choice to turn that on for this group and use that to kind of, and for the most part, it's worked really well.
And speaking of boundaries, Madison's in the name. This isn't just Madison Restaurants.
No, it's very clear from the description that all food related posts in southern Wisconsin are welcome. And it's very kind of an all are welcome attitude. And there's a whole lot of people that are members that live outside of Wisconsin, but are visiting Wisconsin. Where should I go eat when I'm in Wisconsin? Where should I go in Madison? Where should I go in Door County? You know, somebody asked me about starting a Janesville group, and I said, I'm probably not the right person for that because I don't live in Janesville and I don't go to Janesville very often. But you can put Janesville post here, mm-hmm. and other people from Janesville will probably see them and help you out.
We're talking about the Madison Foodie Group on Facebook. It embiggened a lot this year. Talking with Dan Spiffy Newman, musician, founder, and moderator of that group. Let's talk about the foodie word. Sometimes over the years when I hear foodie, I think it's a little fancy or precious or highfalutin. Again, that's not the impression I get looking at the group.
Yeah. I mean, I use the title Madison Foodie simply because, again, there were other groups, Milwaukee Foodie, Chicago Foodie, and I wanted to do something in that vein. But there are definitely people that think it means foodie in the strictest sense, and it's only going to be higher end stuff. And again, going back to my time as a touring musician, I didn't want to go to the places that were, you know, I don't want to go to the 5-star restaurant in every city when I'm on tour. I want to know where the locals eat. I want to know the hole in the wall that has good food. With Madison, I think one of the most popular group restaurants in the group right now, everybody loves Stadium Takeout, and that's definitely not a high end place, but I can't remember anybody having gone there and said they had a bad experience. And for me, that's what it's more about is, are you going to have a good experience? You know, are you going to enjoy what you're eating? If somebody wants to post the new sandwich from McDonald's, we'll talk about it. You know, I probably won't try it myself, but anything to do with food.
You've got the practical advice on there. I think the dream sometimes when people create a group is to have that feeling of community over time. Do you feel that?
Absolutely. And I was talking to your producer, I think.
Rochelle, yep.
Yeah, the other day. And one of the things that was really key about that was a couple weeks ago, an active member in the group that I recognized both as being an active member of the group as well as somebody I knew from just around Madison, tragically lost her daughter. Her daughter had an asthma attack in the middle of the night. And restaurants from the group have been sending the family gift cards. They posted a GoFundMe, which met its goal the same day, I think. And a lot of that was from other, you know, friends and connections in Madison, but a huge portion of that was from that group specifically. That was really a great example of community. You see a lot of restaurants supporting other restaurants, and I love seeing that because it makes it feel, like you said, like a community as opposed to a competition. And people recognize each other's faces both from being around Madison as well as from the group specifically.
How much do you get from people who work at our own restaurants? It would be an interesting angle. You get some of the behind the scenes on what's actually a pretty hard business to keep going.
I've always said, and I've said that long before this group, everybody should work in retail and everybody should work in food service at some point in their lives. It's just a life lesson that I think everybody needs. And definitely, there have been a couple of restaurants that have specifically said that the attention that they've gotten from the group specifically has turned their business around. Well, at least one of them I know said they were thinking about closing, and then they got a boost from people posting about them in the group and changed their minds on that. Hopefully that stays. In addition to what I said earlier about wanting to have a place for people to go for, like, where to try, I think the secondary and almost equally important thing to me about a group like that is, can we support local businesses? Mm-hmm. Can we help small businesses, especially coming out of the pandemic when a lot of my favorite places didn't make it through the pandemic and closed? And every so often you get somebody who's like, I don't want to share my favorite place because then what if they get swamped with business and I have to wait in line? I said, what if you don't share it and they go out of business? Like, that's the best thing that we can do is tell everybody about your favorite place. And that's happened, and that's a phenomenal thing.
All right. Food question for you to wrap up.
Okay.
Busy week, stressful week, whatever. You're looking for that comfort meal Friday night. What do you have in mind?
One of my favorite comfort foods is Italian beef sandwich. You know, the simple things have always appealed to me. And so, yeah, a good, solid Italian sub is never gonna be bad for me.
Spiffy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm glad that you guys had me.
That was Dan Spiffy Newman, founder of the Madison Foodie Group on Facebook, which has grown to nearly 50,000 members, created a special community to celebrate Wisconsin's unique food culture. Hey, where do you go for restaurant recommendations, or do you like to offer them? Do you have favorite places in your hometown or beyond? Let us know. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Again, that's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Milwaukee Area Book Club is marking a milestone.
Or you could say they're on to a new chapter as they celebrate a half century of book discussions.
According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the group of women first met in 1974 to read Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Back then, they were craving books for adults as some relief from reading Dr. Seuss books to their kids.
The club's one rule is the person who recommends a book must first have read the book.
Are you part of a book club that's going strong? What are the discussions like? Do you have rules? What are your book group's favorite reads?
You can tell us what makes your book club special. Email WisconsinToday@wpr.org. That's WisconsinToday@wpr.org. Or you can call or text us at 888-642-0232.
Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to WPR News.